flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, the boys and girls.
Hey, children. Man, what do you want from me?
Apologies.
Okay? All right.
Listen, I was just pointing out, got my ass handed to me yesterday, and that today I did my job, and I did it well. I pushed the button early. We were live before the show started, which is what's supposed to happen. We're rolling.
Any mistakes that were made yesterday were mine. They were not yours, and I should have paid more attention.
I agree.
But I was too busy gloating.
Thank you for saying that into a microphone so that I have proof of it forever.
You can do no wrong. It's all my fault. Everything that goes wrong in the building, my fault.
And as long as it doesn't add any work to my plate, cool.
Well, it could.
That's also true.
Lonzo is unable to do this. Can you pick up the slack, Rob?
I have been told that Lonzo is a superstar, though.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've been told.
The aging veteran.
Whatever you say, Dorn. Pick up a bat, Dorn. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show.
My knees are pretty bad, so, you know, just like Dorn's.
I feel like you got one last Willie Mays, hey, steal a home plate in you somewhere, buddy. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I can fall forward fast.
Stop. It's not flying. It's falling with style. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate. How do you do? Welcome in. Great to be with you. I am Rob, the great one. Lonzo is that other sultry, seductive voice that you hear this AM. Glad to have you guys along for the four most electrifying hours in sports talk entertainment that you're going to find anywhere. Hope that you're well. Hope that your day is just off to a rip-roaring start. You're here with us for 4 hours, so I assume that it is. I got all my stuff back, and I forgot to push the right button to flip it over. But I do got all my stuff back. That's exciting. That's good to know. We're somewhat back to normal, ish. I said ish. I'll work with ish for now. We got a lot to get to today. A lot to talk about on the radio broadcast. Today, if you want to be a part of it, there we go. There we go. We're back. We're back, baby. Rob Brown's got a soundboard back. It's all we ever wanted. We got a lot to get to. on the radio broadcast today. If you would like to be a part of the show, now is your opportunity. The whole show is your opportunity to do it at 844-326-3663. How did I blank on the phone number? I say it 50 times a day, every day. 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of the show today.
You didn't have to admit to that. People may have thought that their radio cut out for a second.
I'm open and honest about everything in my life, even when I should not be sometimes, which is often, if we're being honest, which is often. You know, I just believe that the people should have the opportunity to know what's happening behind the scenes. So, you know, we're an open book around here. This is a show of the people, by the people, for the people. So let's do it for the people, shall we? We got to get a lot more NFL in here today. Our Super Bowl, as we mentioned a time or two yesterday, is set. The Kansas City Chiefs are going for the first three-peat in history. And because my poor dear colleague, comrade at arms, brethren in broadcasting, that's a new one. I've never said that before. The great Milonzo has been listening for 2 weeks to me and my secret society of broadcasters who have it out for the Chiefs. I have found a collection of broadcasters who spent yesterday spreading the opposite message. And you will be glad to know, Lonzo, that while in my secret group text that you're not invited to, Stephen A. Smith is in it, Colin Cowherd is in it, Tony Romo is in it.
But by the way, is that a surprise that they turned?
Me and Mad Dog Russo were in it.
They turned? Wow. Okay. So there was an outcry about all their whining and complaining, and suddenly they've had a change of heart.
Now on Lonzo's side are Mark Schlereth, Big Stink, Dan Orlovsky. Now, let's rephrase that. Both of them still did have some complaints about officiating, but both of them said in pretty much the exact words, the Chiefs beat the Bills at the end of the day. There's some question marks about some calls for sure, but the Chiefs outright beat the Bills. So we're going to get to that later on in the show.
In the end, it really comes down to, and hopefully these guys' eyes have been opened up, that officiating is bad across the board in every game. It's not just the one that they're focusing on.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. And so we are going to get into today, not extensively, because I know it's something I've gone off on many times in the past, and I know that it is something that many of you are not fans of. But I'm going to ask the question, and I'm going to ask it genuinely. Is what we saw Sunday, is that enough for you? Is that enough for you to come over to my side for even if not Team Robo Ump? All right, because to me, compromise is made by little steps. Compromise should be made by little steps, or at least I think generally when compromise is made by little steps. Compromise is I start walking your way, you start walking mine. We meet in the middle beneath that old Georgia pine. We'll gain a lot of ground,
and then we'll both give
a little.
Wow. No, I'm not going to. You're quoting a country
song.
There ain't
no road too long if we meet in the middle.
Oh, gosh.
In the middle.
I'm so glad your voice is messed up.
I can't wait. When I get it back on Friday, I might sing that whole song. When I stop sounding like a pack-a-day smoker, I might sing that whole song on the air out of celebration, out of raw jubilance.
What if it doesn't come back? What if this is your voice forever? Are you going to just like go ahead and rough it up a little bit more?
Nah, going to voice acting. I feel like I could play a really good bad guy with this voice.
I've heard you play bad guys before. You're pretty good at it.
I'm pretty good at it. I wonder if I'd actually be successful if this was my regular voice. Maybe, what if I just do the whole show like this today? Do you think, so we got moved to this spot because Rob Brown's brings the juice, the electricity. We've described this show as audio Red Bull. Do I just switch to this voice permanently?
Yeah, I don't really want to switch roles and be the energy guy. I'm pretty set in to my to the opposite of that right now. I don't want to have to. I mean, because I can. I just don't want to.
I don't know. I feel like the ladies might like it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sexy Sports with Rob Brown.
See, I don't know that that's. I mean, I've heard the opposite when you were trying to be. This is.
Wait. We can test it. Hit the.
I don't know, man. This just sounds really flimmy.
Hit the special music. Let's see. Let's test out this theory this AM. Are any ladies of the Armada up and listening yet? You know, we got Carpool Mom. We got Miss April who listens
every
day.
You need to be careful. What are you doing, man? You're going to get beat up.
I don't think I'm going to get beat up for this. All right. Let's see how this goes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sexy Sports with Rob Brown and begrudgingly Lonzo. It's excellent to have you this morning. I want you to know we've been thinking about you all night. We couldn't wait to get in bright and early this morning and wake you up with the smooth, seductive stylings of the sports show of your dreams. Today on the show, we're talking National Football League. Kansas City knocking off the Buffalo Bills once again. And while there have been many complaints about officiating across the NFL, a group of broadcasters have decided to stand up and make their voices heard. Say, at the end of the day, the Chiefs were just better. Are they better? That's up for you to decide. We'll break it down by both the opinion and the numbers coming up later today on the show.
All right, I want you to go back like later,
yeah,
and listen to when you changed that voice, because you were doing it one way. And then you can't do the sexy music without putting bass in it. Once you put bass in it, you change the voice you were doing.
I think I had bass in it from the beginning.
Oh, you did not. You did not. Once the music got going, you remember that you got to put bass in there for it to be sexy, and that's what you did. It went from flimmy to sexy in there, and you listen. I mean, you can. It was like two lines in, suddenly the bass kicked in.
I think this is just my new voice now. I think this is just the Rob Brown Show now. This is just how it's going to be. I've been told I yell too much. I've been told I'm too loud. I've been told I'm too annoying. I'm too over the top in the mornings. Maybe we reel it back in just a little. Maybe we drop it down. Maybe we do Good Morning Sexy Sports with Rob Brown. I feel like we're onto something here. I also feel like there's no way in hell I'm lasting 4 hours doing that. I feel like after 10 minutes, I'd be driving myself up a freaking wall.
You've already drove yourself up that wall, so no, you couldn't.
And it's been 10 minutes on the dot. I was right.
You weren't doing it for the entire 10 minutes. I mean, other than your voice being because everyone's sinuses are messed up right now. You have people sick out all over the building. Everyone's coughing and stuff, and I don't know if it's the dry heat, the cold weather combination. I don't know.
It's a dry heat.
Stop.
All right, we do have a lot to get to. We do have a lot to talk about, a lot to chat about on the radio broadcast today. So, if you'd like to get into it, now is a wonderful time to do it. 844-326-3663. 844-FANFONE. How do you feel, Zoe? I don't know if you followed this story at all. You've been following this Jimmy Butler saga out of Miami at all? Has it popped up on your radar? I know we're kind of like, we're not really at the point where we have started to kind of dabble in the world of basketball, but we haven't really flipped our coverage over to be primarily basketball yet. Has this Jimmy Butler saga crossed your radar yet?
Yeah, I think we talked about it because he was on What the X Wants. He wants out. But I don't know if he's done anything further to get himself out.
He has and he hasn't at the same time. So if you've not been following this Jimmy Butler saga, and I'm really only bringing it up because I find
like,
it kind of interesting.
He's like, 32 or something like that? I mean, I don't know how much more he's got in him.
I mean, he's still playing like real high-level basketball. He's 35, but he's still playing. Like, he's got good basketball, like real good basketball left in him. And on top of that, we all know Jimmy Buckets is, he's a playoff jewel, right? Like Jimmy Buckets is the dude that, for whatever reason, really good regular season player, exceptional playoff player. I don't have an explanation for it. Some guys are just built like that. Like when they get to the postseason, they just become a different dude. And that's Jimmy Butler. And he's like, this is why I think Jimmy Butler would be very valuable to a team like a Milwaukee, or very valuable to a team like, a Phoenix. Somebody that's like, they got some dudes, but they're maybe not quite at that Boston Celtics level. Houston. Another team that's kind of right, like they got some dudes, but they're not quite there. So this story about Jimmy Butler has been really interesting. Jimmy Butler wants out of Miami. It was a report that Jimmy Butler wanted out of Miami, right? First there was the report, as there always is, and then Jimmy's agent said, that's not true, and then Shams dropped a tweet that was like, I have confirmed that Jimmy Butler wants out, and his agent was like, nah, it's still not true. And then Jimmy Buckets got suspended for a little while because of team rules violations. And then Jimmy Butler came back. And Jimmy Butler half-assed a basketball game or two. And then Jimmy Butler missed a flight with the Miami Heat. Just didn't show up on time. So he got suspended for that. And then he came back. And now Jimmy Butler has been suspended by the Heat indefinitely because effectively he's just said, yeah, I don't really want to play anymore. I'm not gonna keep it a hundy when I'm out there. I'm not gonna give you my best. I'm not going full tilt. Like, I'm gonna do enough. I'm just gonna do enough. And obviously the Heat were like, yeah, enough's not enough. So we're gonna go ahead and take you off the roster. We're gonna go ahead and take you out of the rotation. We'll figure it out. But we're going to figure it out without you before we move on. This whole story's wild. Because Jimmy Butler, who has obviously been with the Heat for a while now, kind of became the face of that organization to some degree. And now all of a sudden, and we have talked the last couple of years, everybody's talked the last couple of years, about this concept of Heat culture. Right, that Pat Riley Heat culture and how good it is and how much everybody else should emulate it. My question is this Heat culture, or do we jump on Jimmy B and be like, dude, you signed the contract, pal. Like, you signed the contract to play basketball. This is kind of one of those reasons that, even though I know it would create some issues for me if I was a general manager, specifically in the NBA, even though I know it would create some issues, I really don't know how I feel about giving guys max length contracts. Like, you could end up in this spot where a guy one day just goes, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. And as much as I am always player empowerment, as much as I am always on the side of the players, which is why many of you, when we talk NIL and Portal, by the way, I have some new Nick Saban audio to get you later on in the show too. Even though I am team player empowerment way more often than I'm not, there are some spots where I'm like, man, I don't know, right? Like, I'm player empowerment, but I also expect there to be some level of duty, some level of responsibility to the whole thing. Like, it feels to me like a lot of teams end up in these spots where they're dealing with stuff like this. And it is weird that I feel bad for the Miami Heat. I feel bad for the Heat. This is a crap situation because now they're at the point where, all right, Jimmy Buckets, you don't want to be here. We get it. But the price that Jimmy Buckets would command on the open market ain't real high anymore, right? Like, they know he's out. So unless there's just going to be big-time competition for Jimmy Butler on the open market, the Heat gave Jimmy Butler everything, and I'm a Jimmy Butler fan. They gave Jimmy Butler everything that he wanted to keep him a member of this team, and now he's acting like this. And I genuinely don't know how I feel about it. I mean, not great. I know I don't feel great. We'll talk more about that in this whole situation later on in the show. We got some NFL to get to. I got a bunch of sound I want to play for you. It's going to be a busy day. My name is Rob Brown, the Great Wind Lawns, and one of the ones and twos. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show is in your ear holes right here on the Fan Upstate.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you'll be a part of the radio broadcast by giving us a buzz this AM, 844-326-3663. That's the number to be a part of the show. Honestly, I don't even know where I want to jump in yet. I don't know where I want to start. That we had around the National Football League yesterday. We had head coaches being introduced. We had Pete Carroll getting introduced. We had Brian Schottenheimer getting introduced down in Dallas. We had Aaron Glenn being introduced up in New York. We had a lot of different guys get introduced as the new HC of their NFL franchises. And there's a lot of interest that came out of a lot of these press conferences. I don't feel good about the amount of time that we have spent talking about the Dallas Cowboys on this show. However, I'm going to do it again. And let me tell you why I'm going to do it again. It's not because of the Dallas Cowboys, though it is going to feel that way to most, if not all of you.
You know, it does sound like you're following the Super Society playbook that I mentioned.
I told you, buddy. We get our text message every morning. It comes in at 5:59 a.m. It's like, here's your list.
Wow.
Yeah. You should see the amount of stuff that I build up just assuming it's probably going to be on the Secret Society play sheet, and it's not, right? It's like a quarterback who spends all week practicing to throw a solid fade, and then coach never pulls it off the play sheet. You're like, why'd I spend all that time practicing? But, you know, When Romo sends me the text in the AM, he's the one that's in charge, by the way. When Romo sends me the text in the AM, you pull the trigger on what you get told to pull the trigger on, man. That's just kind of how it goes. You got to do what's in the Secret Society playbook. It's not up to me. It's not up to us. If they send the text, you read it. All right, you respond to it. You come up with your take. And you roll on. That's just how this goes. Yesterday, Brian Schottenheimer, the former OC of the Dallas Cowboys, was officially and formally named and introduced as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I want to start with the side of the argument that nobody has really gotten to yet. And the side of the argument I want to get to is this. If Jerry Jones turns out to be right, because JJ and his boy Steven had a lot to say yesterday.
Jerry Jones said, for instance, when asked about making the risky hire of a OC who does not have any HC experience at any level, Jerry said, I didn't get where I am by not taking a bunch of risk. He said, I've gotten where I am by taking shots, quote, and not shoddy shots, just regular shots. I know we meant shoddy as in like not well put together, but it was hilarious to hear him say shoddy shots.
There's a gun in Starfield called a shoddy.
Well, that's a very popular linguistic term for a shotgun is a shoddy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's a very...
I've learned something today.
It's a very linguistic nickname
so
for a shotgun.
So street or is just that's...
Well, a shotgun is a shoddy, but then if you have like a... if you have a like a semi-auto rapid fire, they call that a street sweeper. If you've ever heard that term before.
I have not.
Nelly rapped in a song once, going down now, baby, your street in a Range Rover street sweeper, baby, cocked, ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, cuckoo, what? Listen to me now. Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to me now.
That guy doesn't seem violent, so why would he be singing or rapping about violence?
Nelly's from St. Louis, baby. Yeah. You don't mess with Nelly, he a G. I love Nelly. That whole album, Country Grammar, I listened to that stuff. Bumped it on repeat for about a year and a half back
Looks
in the
like
day.
A fine, upstanding businessman.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa wood, listen to me now. All right, that's enough. That's enough Rob doing Nelly on the show this morning. I've completely and thoroughly embarrassed myself.
Well, I'm glad.
No one wearing these glasses should be allowed
well,
to
Well, I'm glad
Nelly.
You pointed out what it was because I'm just guessing the majority of the audience has no clue what you're doing.
That's okay. That's all right. The dudes.
They probably know the country song you were singing earlier more so than that song.
The dudes.
How old is that Nelly song?
That song would have dropped when I was in high school, so circa 2001, 2002.
So it's a
20-ish plus years now?
It's a classic.
The dude. I'm just saying, the dudes in their early 40s were like, damn, Rob Brown. Way to put Nelly back into the mind. Way to put Nelly back into the Spotify rotation. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and say it now. That's all I'm listening to the rest of the day. I'm just listening to Country Grammar the rest of the day. All right? Anyway, the reason I keep bringing up the Dallas Cowboys is obviously Jerry and Stephen Jones. Now, there's another reason that I bring it up. It is because the issue that is being dealt with right now by the Dallas Cowboys is an issue that every NFL franchise, yes, even yours, can, will, probably has, probably will again at some point have to deal with. And that is... Terrible ownership. Just awful, terrible, no good, very bad ownership. It is an unfortunate reality that eventually you will end up falling into. There's a couple of different angles I want to take. First off, if you haven't seen this press conference, even if you're not a Cowboys fan, it's worth watching if only for Stephen Jones, who was brought up with his dad to go up there and act. Now, I want to say this. I do not get on Stephen Jones's case because Stephen Jones is daddy's boy. All right? I don't care. It does whatever. That it's a what's the one where it's you're handed benefits because of family?
Nepotism.
Nepotism. He's a Nepo baby. But I'm not on his case because he's a Nepo baby. All right? Not at all. I got jobs when I was in high school and whatnot because my dad owned a business and was able to give me one. Now, granted, my dad kicked my ass, but I get it. I'm on him because he's also bad at his job, whatever his job is. He ain't the GM. He ain't the owner. I don't really know what he is. But yesterday,
Maybe his job is being a good son.
Well, he's not doing that either. All right? He's not doing that because if he was doing that, at some point, he would have to grab his dad by the shirt collars and go, Dad, I love you. You're a great man. I hope to be like you one day. But the entire world's laughing at you right now. Everyone is laughing at you right now because us. What I learned yesterday, Lonzo, is that Stephen Jones doesn't know what air quotes are. Because he said at one point, as he was talking... And Jim and Jerry were both going off. In fact, I've got a clip I have to get your approval to play it on air from Jerry Jones.
Uh-oh.
Okay? It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I think it flies. I don't know if you will or not. We'll find out. And ultimately, you're the one with the no button. So we'll see. But Jerry Jones, who made some hilarious comments, turned it over to Stephen Jones, and Stephen was being asked, how do you end the drought that the Dallas Cowboys are in right now? For those of you that maybe don't have the stats memorized, it has been 29 years. It has been 29 years since the Dallas Cowboys have gone to the NFC Championship game. Okay? In that same period of time, great one. Let me ask you this question. How many, how would you describe the Carolina Panthers in that same period of time? Like the entire length of the last 29 years. Of course, of which a chunk of them, they didn't exist.
Well, there were moments of joy.
Sure.
But everything else was nothing but utter disappointment.
I think that's fair. Hey, Jerry, just so we're keeping track, and I'm using that team obviously because it's the team we cover, but I think also when people think Carolina Panthers, they think like Alonzo does. Yeah, they've had some moments for sure, but overall it's been a pretty middle-of-the-pack experience. The Carolina Panthers have been to four NFC Championship games in the time period since the last time the Dallas Cowboys went to one. The last time the Dallas Cowboys went to a championship game, Rob Brown was 10 years old. I turned 40 in less than a month, just so we're kind of pointing out what it is, right? Stephen Jones took to the mic yesterday and was asked, how do you plan on ending the drought of the Dallas Cowboys? And he said, and I'm not even going to give you the whole answer, just the important part, Lonzo. He said, and as far as this drought that everybody says we're experiencing, and he dropped the air quotes around the word drought. I don't think he knows what air quotes are for. Air quotes are for when somebody says a thing that is not the reality and you're mocking them for it. Stephen, it has been 29 years since you've won anything of significance.
I don't know that air quotes are necessarily sarcastic, are they?
They are inherently sarcastic.
I mean, isn't this a way to get around going quote unquote?
No.
It's not?
No.
Because, all right.
Air quotes are when you are, like, by definition, being sarcastic about something. For instance, if I was to say, Lonzo has bad hair, I would air quote bad hair because everybody knows you have good hair. And I'm obviously saying the opposite. And this is a way to point out, this is the same as saying, I'm being sarcastic.
All the old people who stare at me when I walk in the grocery store would believe that's true.
Well, they all think you're a big-time hippie.
Yeah, or a hoodlum.
The point here is this. When Stephen threw those air quotes up around the word drought, when the Dallas media said, my dude, how are you guys going to end the drought? It has been 29 years since you've been to a conference championship game. How are you going to end the drought? And he air quoted drought. Do you know what it said to me? What it said to me is they honestly don't think anything is wrong. They genuinely don't think anything is wrong. Okay? Now, that wasn't the only issue yesterday. There was also the fact that they introduced a guy that everyone in the NFL world went, Brian Schottenheimer? Brian Schottenheimer, that's the guy you want to go with. Now, I do want to start by saying this. If Brian Schottenheimer, son of legendary head coach Marty Schottenheimer, ends up being a good coach, Jerry Jones is going to look like a genius. I mean, not really, because again, it's been 29 years since they've won anything, and he's been in charge the entire time. Remember, he fired Jimmy Johnson for one reason alone. It's because JJ had all the decision-making power, and Jerry wanted it. And he's had it since then, and they've done nothing since then. They have failed after failed after failed after failed year after year. If he ends up being right about Brian Schottenheimer, he's going to look like, I don't want to say a genius, he'll look like he's a little bit redeemed. But here's the problem. We all know that's not why he hired Brian Schottenheimer. He hired Brian Schottenheimer because nobody else was giving that guy a shot, and he's going to step in and be a Jerry yes man once again, and Jerry doesn't have to pay him all that much, yada, 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 yada. Why are you bringing up Dallas again, Rob? Because your owner, and I know this, because it is happening to my NFL franchise right now, and it is going to ruin my team for the rest of my life. If my team doesn't go to an NFC championship game for 30 years, that means I will be 70 if we ever get back to one. And I am watching my team go through the same crap right now, just from a different angle. And I'm going to tell you why it could happen to yours too. And I will do that when we come back.
You got a Super Bowl, man. What more do you quit? Stop being greedy.
What more do I want?
Stop being greedy.
Another one.
Stop being greedy.
Another one. I always said if the Saints ever win a Super Bowl, I will die happy. I lied a lot. I want another one. All right, we'll talk about this and how it could impact your NFL franchise when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Now, just to kind of clue you in on how it's going for Dallas fans. And again, I do have a point to this. Stick with me here. It was announced last Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Late at night, by the way. Which you know the reason that news drops late at night on a Friday. So it gets lost in the sauce, right? Because we as America, have the attention span of a very excited puppy, right? A thing happens, and then within like 10 minutes, we're just on to the next thing. That's just how we work.
I don't know if you speak for all Americans, but okay. Maybe a good portion of it.
It is a good representation, I think, of America to say we have the attention span of an ADHD puppy, okay? So if you want something to be announced but to like disappear rapidly, you drop it late at night on a Friday because a lot of people have gone to bed. Everybody else is out enjoying their Friday nights. By the time we roll around, crazy things have happened in the world overnight on Friday and nobody cares about your thing anymore. Here is the host of a very popular radio show. When he found out that Brian Schottenheimer is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, I gotta change my thing over. Here is the host of a very popular radio program when he found out that Brian Schottenheimer was hired.
First of all, I'm going to have to talk to him about his profanity. It's a potty mouth, man. I mean, he needs to calm down. And second of all, you're a Cowboys fan. What'd you expect? I mean, you know.
My poor guy, Cole Bryson, host of Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel every afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on the Fan Upstate. Look, I sincerely did have to listen to that social media post about 7 times to make sure that one of those freakins wasn't up somewhere in there that I missed. Okay, because Cole was living on the edge a little bit. Cole was right there on the edge. And I know that this was a real moment for CB because my dude walked outside of his house in his like generic Nike t-shirt.
Wow, why you got to crack on his attire?
I'm not. Listen, if you get a social media post from Rob Brown that late at night, you're lucky I'm wearing pants. All right. Cole Bryson walked outside of his house because he just had to get that out. And I get it. I understand it. It was treating social media as his therapy session. And I respect that. I just utilized my show.
Are you saying we need to do a wellness check on Cole?
I did. I'm not kidding. I talked to Cole on Saturday. I was like, hey, bro, Brian Schottenheimer. And let's just say that I had to roll with the social media post instead of the recorded phone call with Cole Bryson. Because the recorded phone call would have required some editing.
Wait a minute. You recorded a phone call when you talked?
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Well, some people might have took that as serious. So I don't know. Why would you call him? It sounds like you're doing it just to gloat. Just to listen to his pain.
I had an actual question to ask him, but like it was, you know, Lonzo knows this. I like to have conversations with people. Lonzo walks in the building every day, and I'm like, hi. He doesn't like it all the time.
Yeah, I don't. That's not necessary. I mean, we see each other more than we see other people half the time.
That's also true.
You don't need to talk. Every time someone walks, when your wife walks in a room, do you have to talk to her every single time she walks in a room?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
That's got to get annoying.
It's the ADHD. So Here is why, for those of you that have continued to ask, like, why do you keep bringing this team up? The answer is because right now,
secret society,
the Dallas Cowboys are the illustration of how things can go very badly for your football team if the people who run it are inept. And I think at this point, I am happy to say we got it. Like, Dallas fans, it is time to face the reality and the reckoning that you can't be good until I used to say the Al Davis zone, like, you can't be good until your owner dies. But I think it's worse than that. I don't think you can be good until the Jones family sells the team. Because Steven came out yesterday and echoed every single thing that Jerry had to say. So unless Steven is just doing and saying whatever it is that Jerry wants to hear to not disown him and kick him out of the family, you're getting more the same when Jerry moves on to the great stadium in the sky and Steven takes over. It's unfortunate, but true. Jeff Kavanaugh is a name that if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you know who it is. Jeff Kavanaugh is a host of the DAL podcast. It is run by our Odyssey brother station in Dallas. It is their spinoff podcast just about the Cowboys. And Kavanaugh said, there's a problem in Dallas. Yeah, that's the take. And I don't have a problem with that take because he's spot on. There are teams who end up in spots, and I've pointed this out to you before, where the ownership is interested in the bottom line and nothing else. Now, this part of it really only applies to this particular team. Unfortunately, this reality is more true about the brands. You know the brands I'm talking about. The Yankees, the Lakers, the Cowboys. The biggest brands in American sports. Because at the end of the day, you're going to keep giving them the dollars. And as long as JJ's making the dollars, he's going to keep doing it his way. Even when his way has failed for 30 years, for three decades, his way has failed. I've told the story before about, and part of the reason I think I'm so passionate about this is at the Senior Bowl circa 2014, 15, somewhere in that range. I was in the hotel. I was covering the Senior Bowl for one of my old stations, and back when it was Yahoo Sports Radio, and I was at the hotel where the Senior Bowl kind of festivities are centered. And at the time, this was back when Roman Harper played for the New Orleans Saints. His brother Brian's a dear friend of mine, used to host the show with me. And I was going to hang out with Brian, who was going to hang out with Roman, who was going to hang out with Sean Payton, who was going to hang out with Jerry Jones because they're buddies. And I ended up in an elevator, happened to be leaving my floor to go down to the hotel or to the restaurant we were meeting at. And I ended up on an elevator with Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones asked me before, how you doing? How's life? What's your name? I'm Jerry Jones. Nice to meet you. Jerry Jones said, hey, son, you bought your season ticket to the Cowboys yet? And I said, sorry, Jerry. I'm a Saints fan. He said, well, that doesn't mean we don't have a beautiful stadium. You can come over and enjoy. I said, well, Jerry, I live over in Pensacola, Florida. I'm like 8 hours, and I'm a Saints fan. And he said, well, how about some Cowboys gear? You bought some Cowboys gear yet? I said, Jerry Jones, respectfully, you know, I'm a Saints fan. And he goes, well, you got to have members of your family that are Cowboys fans. You bought them any Cowboys gear yet? All this man thought about was how am I going to milk a few bucks out of this random-ass 25-year-old kid. Okay, 35-year-old kid. However old I was. No, it was 25. 25-year-old kid hanging out in a hotel lobby, obviously working. Like, he ain't here because he's NFL royalty, right? All he cared about was milking it just to get me to buy a sweatshirt, just to get me to buy a hoodie, right? It's all he ever has on the brain. And granted, that's the mindset that got him rich enough to buy the Dallas Cowboys, but it's also the mindset that prevents you from winning. And there's the opposite side of the spectrum too, right? There, I brought it up. There's my owner. There's Gale Benson, owner of the New Orleans Saints. When Tom Benson, the owner, died, originally the team was supposed to go to his daughter, Rita LeBlanc Benson, who genuinely loves the team and is a wonderful businesswoman. Instead, Gail sued, and she basically was able to convince a judge that Tom lost his mind in his old age. And what he really meant to say was, give it to my wife. And she took over the team. She had a coup in court, took over the team. And Gail Benson doesn't give a damn about the success or failure of the football team. Gail cares about one thing. Gail cares that she's able to remain a highfalutin member of New Orleans society. She can still go to the Mardi Gras balls and be a member of the Mardi Gras crews and get invited to all the big galas and all that. And she has zero interest in running a football team. And so what's happened is she has left Mickey Loomis, a man that nobody in the NFL wants to work for. And you can tell that, by the way, that we don't have a head coach. We're the only team in the NFL without a head coach today. Everybody else introed their head coaches. We don't even have, not only do we not have one, we conducted an interview 2 days ago with the only head coaching hire that I know that is still available. The offensive coordinator of the New York Giants. The team ranked 31st in overall offense last year. That's the guy we're talking to. Hey,
maybe your team is looking for someone from Philly or for Kansas City, and they're just waiting. And maybe they're doing it properly because you're not supposed to contact those teams, I don't think, until after the Super Bowl. So
we're not. And even if we were, the one guy that was remaining going into the AFC and NFC championship game weekend, Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, he straight up removed himself from these. He's like, no, I'm good. And so did Aaron Glenn and a bunch of other guys.
But
and
the reason why. Team wants Steve Spagnuolo?
We don't. And even if we did, it doesn't matter. No one worth a damn is saying yes to us right now because we're $60 million over the cap. We got a GM who doesn't know what the hell he's doing and hasn't for a very long time. Yeah, he got us a Lombardi 15 years ago, but not a thing since then. And Gail Benson's not involved. Not involved at all, right? The point here is your ownership can drag you down if they do not care about the team. And you can prove that pretty much by pointing to the Washington Commanders at this point. We talked a little bit about this going in to the NFC Championship game weekend. That even if the Commanders don't beat the Eagles, and they didn't, even if they don't beat the Eagles, does anybody think this Commanders team is a one and done? I don't. I think they're going to be around for a while. And it's not to say they're going to become like a dynasty in the NFL, but I think they're going to be around for a while. And it is not a coincidence that it is the season after Dan Snyder got pushed out of the NFL. He was another one of the owners who did not care about the success or failure of the football team. He cared about one thing and one thing alone. He cared about his own enrichment via the football team. They went and let Josh Harris buy the team. Josh cares about it. Magic Johnson cares about winning. That's why he's Magic Johnson. And all of a sudden, the Commanders are on the verge of becoming a very special team in the NFL. When I watch this situation play out, when I listen to here's Brian Schottenheimer. And again, I'm probably grasping at straws here, but it is what it is. Here's Brian Schottenheimer with his first opportunity to speak to the players yesterday. Here's how he sounded. I'm like, okay. I mean, it's not bad. It's fine.
What was wrong with that?
But like, are you fired up?
He already has a rapport with the core of the team, and they care about him so much that they showed up at the press conference. I don't see why that's a bad thing.
When I put that, because again, context is everything. When I put that into the context of the complete and entire lack of anything exciting about this, it just comes across as a guy who's happy to be here. Just happy to be here. And then when I put that in comparison with he's here because nobody else was going to hire him, and we all know he's going to say yes to JJ and take very little money to do it, good luck, Dallas. You're about to toil in mediocrity for another
in the
years.
End, and I know this is very selfish, and I know I just don't care about
I know
Dallas.
You don't. I mean, you don't.
And I don't know why anyway.
This is a segment that has nothing to do with you because your team's kicking ass with a great owner. It doesn't matter to you.
Okay, all
right? This matters to people like me whose teams stink. And our teams stink because of decision-making from the very top. It matters to teams like me. It matters to teams that are toiled in mediocrity because you are led by a bunch of pushover know-nothings. Of course, you're happy, right? All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this in the next hour. Water cooler cheap shit up next. We are going to be rolling through the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Also, Sports Flush.
Oh, I know. As you played a sound where a guy said, yuckity.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Whatever that is. South Carolina women's basketball team knocked off number 18 Tennessee last night, 70-63. Chloe Kitts, Raven Johnson, and Tiana Pau Pau all had 10 points in starting roles, while the Gamecocks were led by Joyce Edwards, 18 off the bench. The Gamecocks are now 28-1, but remain number two in the polls behind undefeated UCLA, who handed the Gamecocks their only loss. Charlotte Hornets guard LaMelo Ball left last night's 112-107 loss to the LA Lakers with a rolled ankle and did not return. Ball knocked down a three and was running backwards down the court when he stepped on a foot of a Laker and fell backward and hit his head, also known as backwards. Tune in tomorrow at 5:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Samford Bulldogs. Furman versus Samford right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. The Fan, Upstate. Yuckity.